message you're about to listen to is by the Assistant General Overseer of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, Pastor J.F. Odeshola, and it's titled, Who's on the Lord's Side? And it's brought to you by Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, Ebutemeta, Lagos. God bless you as you listen.
The King of Glory, the Lord of Lords, the unchangeable changer. Let's give him glory due to him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be honored. Let's magnify him. Let's honor him. There's no one like unto him. He's wonderful, reliable, dependable. Let's give him glory. Beloved, you can do better. Giving glory due to him. He's the Son of God and the Son of Man. The unchangeable changer. Let's magnify him. Let's honor him. Thank you, Father. We bless and praise you, Lord. Oh, God. We bless and praise you. We bless and praise you. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we worship. I'd like you to grab the hand of your neighbor and pray and say, My Father, you are the God of laughter. You are the God of Isaac. Please baptize this, my neighbor, with laughter. Every area of his life, let him receive laughter. Wherever there has been sorrow before now, wherever there has been weeping, baptize him or her with laughter. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Do one prayer for yourself. You are going to say, My Father, my Father. You are the solution to all problems. Whatever problem remains in my life, let your name take it away. Bring sweet solution to all problems in my life. In the name of Jesus, all problems in my family, bring sweet solution into it, oh God. I have no any other person but you. I have no any other God but you. I have nobody but you, Lord. Bring sweet solution. Bring sweet solution. In the name of Jesus, bring sweet solution into our lives. Bring sweet solution. In Jesus mighty name we pray. This is more or less a selfish prayer, but we need to pray it all the same. You are going to pray and say, My Father, my Father. All those who belong to throne of grace, baptize them with grace for solution. Every member of this throne of grace, Lord, let them receive grace to live a good life, grace to break through, grace to move forward, grace for family sweetness, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Our Father who art in heaven, amen. Hallowed be your name. Our Father,
our Father who art in heaven,
In heaven, we bow before you this morning. We say to you, good morning, God the Father. Good morning, God the Son. Good morning, God the Holy Spirit. We appreciate you for bringing us today. Oh God, we worship you. We honor you. The Son of Man, you are great. The Son of God, you are wonderful. The Ancient of Day, you are dependable. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, you are great in battle. We thank you, the one that began the beginning. We magnify you. We honor you, Lord. Please accept our thanks in the name of Jesus. Everyone that have presented themselves here this morning, that which will bring joy, that which will bring completeness, that which we make them a testimony among all others, Lord, do in our lives in the name of Jesus. Everyone who came in this morning with their loads of challenges, we pray that before this service is over, let them receive immediate solution. King of glory, everyone who is here this morning, meet with them at the point of their needs in the name of Jesus. And we ask of you, Lord, that beyond any reasonable doubt, God of heaven, you will visit everyone in the name of Jesus. All the prayer points we have raised, the Lord that hear and answer. Answer us by fire in the name of Jesus. As this month is going to an end, Lord Almighty will pray, all our problems will run to an end in the name of Jesus. This is September to remember. In this month of Ember, Lord, everything that belongs to us will be delivered in the name of Jesus. And Father God, the word of the Lord this morning, as you have dictated, we pray we minister to the people in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, is you and you alone. Just take over and get the glory in the name of Jesus. We give you the glory. Everyone who came in sick this morning, receive your healing. Those who came with fears, receive your laughter. Whatever challenge you brought into this throne of grace today, before the service ends, let all those problems vanish in the name of Jesus. Let the name of the Lord be mightily praised. Thank you because it is done. Glory and honor be to your name. In Jesus' most mighty name we pray. And let someone say, amen. And please, I want you to tell someone just by your left or your right hand, three people, and say, which side are you, on the Lord's side, on the other side? All right. Amen. And please take your seat in the name of Jesus. Don't forget, our mandate is still the same. Reaching out the lost for Christ. The purpose of being born again is to be able to reach out to others. The purpose of God empowering you and me is that we may go ahead and be a solution to other people. So don't let any week pass that you don't witness to someone, and the King of glory will bless you in Jesus' name. Who is on the Lord's side is what we want to speak on this morning. Who is on the Lord's side? Exodus chapter 32 verse 26. Exodus 32 26. Then Moses stood in the gate of the camp and said, who is on the Lord's side, let him come unto me. And all the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. May the Lord bless the reading and hearing of his word in Jesus' name. It is important to understand the context in which this question was asked. Moses was on the mountain meeting with God. God has called him to a private meeting. The rest of the people were in the camp, and they are getting restless about what was going on. And people are afraid that this Moses may never return. So they ask Aaron to make them gods to worship. After much pressure, Aaron obliged them, and he fashioned a golden calf. And all of them bow and said, "Behold the God that brought you out of the land of captivity." And so when Moses came down from the mountain, he was so furious. He was ready to destroy them all. And God himself was furious. And God said to Moses, "Give me a chance. Leave me alone. Let me destroy these people. And I will start a new generation with you." And Moses said, "God, people will hear it and say you brought them out from his chief." So Moses began to intercede on their behalf. And when he saw what was taking place. So Moses now called on the people who are on the Lord's side to join him to stand by the gate. And I thought, when I was asking God, what will I talk about today? And he put this particular topic. And I thought this kind of commitment is required for today's Christian. I'm not just talking about people that need to be saved this morning. I'm talking about people that profess to be for Christ. Many who slip into idolatry, they may not be worshiping golden calf or golden calf idol, but they are worshiping money, worshiping houses, worshiping their jobs, worshiping recreations all the time. And I believe that those who confess to be for Christ should not be ashamed to confess him publicly. And those who confess Christ must not be ashamed to consecrate themselves even to the Lord's service as well. This was a crisis we saw in the days of Moses. After they had some comfort, they started thinking this way and that way. And so Moses had to ask them, "Let me know who is on the Lord's side." And the Bible said, the children of Levi gathered unto him. Not everyone in the church of God loves God. There are many people in the church of God that are lost. And some of them, they are just mean and wicked. They come to church regularly, but they never let go what is in their hand. God is asking you and myself today, who is on the Lord's side? What does it mean to be on the Lord's side? It means to understand salvation, trusting by God's grace in the work of Christ on Calvary and not in ourselves. To trust in the efficacy of the blood that Jesus said on Golgotha. What we cannot do for ourselves, he did it.
The debt
we cannot pay, he paid it. Many of us are like a woman who hires somebody to clean a house once a week. And the woman, we have to come in on Thursday. But on Wednesday, this same woman will walk herself out because she didn't want people to come to her house and get and complain that the house is dirty. You cannot do what Christ should do. Jesus said to us in Matthew chapter 9, verse 13b. Now, Matthew 9, 13b, he said, I not come to call the righteous, but sinners. It means to trust in the work that Christ has done. I put the question to you. You don't need to answer, but answer your heart. Are you genuinely born again? Are you part of the people who are heavily bound? You profess it, do you act it? Who is on the Lord's side? It means, number two, we believe in the scriptures. It means we believe in the scriptures. To be on the Lord's side is to place ourselves under the authority of the word of God. We are not critics of the Bible, but we are students. We are not free to pick and choose verses or reject the rest, but we believe in what God says in his word. Being on the Lord's side means more than just believing in the scripture. It means obeying and practicing them. What does it mean to be on the Lord's side? It means we do not embrace sin. Sin has been renamed in our generation. They call lie now logic. So, our world today think it is an old fashion to talk about sins and holiness, to talk about integrity. And you remember, a song came to my heart this morning. What we were taught in primary school, even in primary school, we were taught some song. Wherever you go, wherever you be, do not say yet where you mean. But you know, that's what people are saying today. They are not with you. Even our culture doesn't help. Somebody is going in my culture. I said, Mombo, he's going. The enlightened individual, they refer to drunkenness, lying, thirst, and sexual perversion as disease of the mind, rather than talk about them as an act of rebellion to God. And whether you rename it, whether you call it, sin is sin. Every unrighteousness is sin. Every appearance of evil, the Bible says we should run for it. If you call sin another name, it remains what it is. It doesn't change that thing. Who is on the Lord's side? That's number two question. First one is definition of what do we mean by on the Lord's side. Who is on the Lord's side? Those who stay right when the preacher is away. They are the people on the Lord's side. Moses was away to the mountain. But the people are getting agitated. Are you a Christian when nobody is there? Because there are a lot of people who are born again, they speak in tongues. They violate traffic rules. They don't pay tax. In fact, because they say it's a government property, they further destroy it. You are a sinner. whatever our position as Christians in this nation will not be what it is. This nation is destined to be great. That means your destiny is a great destiny. Those who stay right when the preacher is away. In Exodus 32:1, we saw when Moses, when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down, they gathered themselves together and they mounted up a pressure upon the man that was there. Not the people who betray someone else at the back. Not people who betray their leaders, like Absalom and Adonijah. Their own father, they conspire against him. While Moses was on the mountain, the people were in a mess. While Moses was in intimate fellowship with God, the people were in adultery and fornication. While Moses was communicating with God, was getting God's commandment, the people were corrupting themselves with a golden calf. Are you a Christian when nobody is around? Those who stay right when the preacher is away, they are the one on the Lord's side. Who is on the Lord's side? Number two, those who stand against false worship. Against those who stand against false worship. Exodus chapter 32 verse 4. Exodus chapter 32 verse 4. And he received them at the hand. That's what Aaron did. And carved it. When you look at this, and when he has done it, and he said, "This be thy God, O Israel, which brought thee out of the land of Egypt." The book of Jude exhorted us by inspiration of God to earnestly contend for the faith. There are all kinds of false doctrines and deities. In our generation, other gods that are not God of the Bible. The Bible speaks of another Jesus, another spirit of God that many people worship. We're talking about those who stand against false worship. They don't worship money. They don't worship substance. They don't involve in the doctrine of the devil. There are people today who have diluted the doctrine. Once saved, you are saved permanently forever. No. Who is on the Lord's side? Number three, those who shun the music and morals of Egypt. Those who shun the music and morals of Egypt. Today, please, the young people, you pardon me if I sound cranky today. There is a thin line between worldly music and Christian music today. In fact, when you hear some music, you think is the only thing you will hear there is that when you hear Jesus, and the way they will call Jesus is like they have a whitlow in the teeth. They don't dance to music, the worldly music. They don't hear it. Because what you hear has a way of arresting your heart. Those who shun this music, and there's a thin line between those music and there's so many music that is very melodious nowadays. But you must choose which one you want to hear. Music anywhere in the world play a prominent role in the life of people. The occultic world, they use music to initiate. And if you want to get closer to God, music. See. In two instances in the Bible, in Old Testament, in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, reading from verse 1 to 22, and in Acts of the Apostles chapter 16, I think 24 to 28 or so, music was used to bring down victory. Those who are on the lost side, they selectively choose their music. They don't listen to worldly music. You have the deluge of Christian music. You have them in any form. Country music. You have them everywhere. You have enough to hear. And those of you who are young in the house, I admonish you, it's because of your future. What you hear has a way of affecting your destiny. Who is on the lost side? Those, number four, who step out from among the ungodly. Those who step out among the ungodly. Where we read Exodus 32, 26. Exodus 32, 26. And Moses stood at the gate of the camp and said, who is on the lost side? And let him come unto me. And the sons of Levi gathered themselves together unto him. Who is on the lost side? In the church membership. Who is on the lost side? Following the dictates of the Spirit. Who is on the lost side? Keeping the companion of people of God. The third question I need to ask. Why do I need to be on the lost side? Why should you be on the lost side? The first one is the definition of the lost side. The second one is who is on the lost side. Why should I be on the lost side? Number one, because there is only one alternative. Only one alternative. Matthew chapter 12, verse 30, the first line. Matthew chapter 12 verse 30. He that is not with me is against me. Jesus make it clear that there is no middle ground. In Matthew chapter 7, he speak of two gates. One lead to everlasting life, the other lead to eternal destruction. Take note. There are two things in life. There are two gates, narrow and the broad gate. There are two ways to life, one to life, one to death. There are two kinds of fruit, good and rotten fruit. There are two kinds of people, the wise and the foolish. Two kinds of foundation. Foundation on the rock and on the sand. Two houses. One that will stand, the other that will fall. No alternative, only two. If you don't align with life, no wonder way back in the book of the Bible, Old Testament, in the days of Moses, God himself said, I set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Choose the one you want to pick. That's number one. I mean, why should I be on the lost side? Number two, because it is a commandment. Because of his commandment. Because of his commandment. Now look at it. Mark 12:30. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind, And with all their strength. This is the first commandment. Thy God with all thy heart. The basic or the basis for the last commandment is the price he paid on the cross of Calvary. In 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 20. 1 Corinthians 6, 20. For ye are bought with a price. Therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God. So, what we're saying is this. You need to be on the Lord's side, because no alternative is either the way of life or the other way. And because of his commandment. What are the benefits of being on the Lord's side? Then I will tell you what are the requirements for being on the Lord's side. Then I will close. What are the benefits of being on the Lord's side? When you are on the Lord's side, he will turn your unprofitable venture into more than abundance. You read the story in the book of Luke chapters 5 verse 1 to 9. Luke 5, 1 to 9. When you are on the Lord's side, he will make your unprofitable venture and turn it to more than abundance. Most of the unanswered prayer is not that God is not capable of answering. There are things we need to check in our lives. When you are on his side, he will be sure that you don't labor in vain. Number two benefit, when you are on the Lord's side, you are absolutely protected, you are fortified. In Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10 and 18, Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 10 and 18, talks about you being fortified. In Psalm 91, verse 1, you remember, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. When you are on the Lord's side, you are adequately protected. You are guarded. See, anything that is precious to him, he will always take care. All these afflictious prayers that you have to bind and loose in order to make a journey from here to Shagam, you don't need. He that keepeth you according to his word will not sleep nor slumber. I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge. But listen to what he said. He that abided in the secret place of the Most High, who is on the Lord's side. And number three, those who are on the Lord's side, he will make sure to keep them till the end. He will keep them till the end. John 10:28. It's good to read from 28 to the end. He said, I give unto them life. But in Philippians chapter 1, verse 6, Philippians 1:6 said, He said, be confident of everything. He that has begun a good work in us will perform it until that day. He is called the Alpha and Omega. So that's why he will be sure that you finish, you complete all the projects of your life, and at the end you make it to heaven. Beloved, it is true. It's good to live a good life on earth here. But this is not your permanent place. No. You are actually, God is actually using every occasion, coming to church, praying, reading the Bible, to prepare you for where you belong. Where you belong. Each time you look, you lean back, you must know that you don't belong here permanently. And so he has ability. If you are on his side, who is on the lost side? What are the requirements? And I will finish with that. For being on the lost side. What are the requirements for being on the lost side? Number one, confession of sin. When Moses asked this question, the tribe of Levi or Levi responded positively. There can be no compromise with sin. We have to be absolutely ruthless with ourselves. And we have to put idolatry and immorality to death. Don't die quietly. Don't die with lust. If you have spirit of lust or some habits that are not good, pastors are here to lay hands on you. If it is so big for us, we arrange for you to see a pastor here. That the GO is our pastor in this house. All of us are associate pastors. You see, they didn't cross the line as an expression of our innocence in the golden calves or golden calf affairs. They were there because Aaron himself was a children of Levites. Aaron was a Levite. And he was the one who built an idol. So when Moses said, who is on the Lord's side? The children of Levi, they gathered. What are they saying? They are confessing their sin. When last have you confessed your sin of pride? Your arrogance. When last have you confessed the sin of your hatred and resentment? When last have you confessed the sin of offense of people you never want to have anything to do with? Whenever you confess the sin of segregation, no, this is my group. You are not in my group. I am an educated person. I don't want to have anything to do with uneducated. They crossed the line to confess. They were willing to confess their sin. Many a times we want to make excuses for our sin. But the real need for us is to humble ourselves and confess our sin. The Bible said to us, 1 John 1:9, I think I'm right. 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sin, is faithful and righteous. Confession. This has nothing to do with I speak in the Holy Ghost. Yes, I speak with the power of the Holy Spirit. Yes. If you miss it, you miss it. Children of Levite, they were part of the people who worship idol, but they confessed. Number two, consecration to service. People who are on the lost side are meant to be servants. God claim on us is stronger than the claims of family and friends. Our obedience to God must come first before the family ties. The Levites were not so partially in regard to this. In Luke chapter 14, verse 26, Luke 14, 26, see what the master says. When Jesus talks, somehow, I don't know, you know the way Jesus talked, he said, if any man come to me and hate not his father and mother and wife and children and brethren and sister, yea, and his own life also, he cannot be my disciple. You need to concentrate Are you really sold out for God? Do you really love Him? Now, what time do you give to Him? On the Lord's side. When you are on the Lord's side, what do you do? Matthew chapter 6 verse 24 says, I'm still talking about requirement. Excuse me. Matthew 6 24. He said, no man can serve two masters. No man can serve two masters. For either he will hate one and love one another, or else he will hold to one and despise one another. You cannot serve God and Mammon. Mammon is not any gods. Mammon is Mani Ego Kudi. Today, you know in your heart of heart your priority. Is God your priority or something else? Number three, the first one is confession of sin. The second one is consecration to service. And the third one is connection with the saints. Connection with the saints. When these people made a choice to be on the Lord's side, it means they will join Moses where he stood. Since we started the venture of Dublin that our Daddy Gio announced, when last have you gone out to evangelism with us? You are too busy. You are too high. You don't want people to know that you belong to the people who did all this preaching of the gospel. Since we started all these vision and exercise, which one have you been in? You know, they told me there's no fight in church. When the pastor pray, I say, amen, carry my bag and baggages, take my suit and go home. These people could have remained with the idol worshippers and them being on the Lord's side, but they join themselves. Somebody said, can I be a Christian without a church? The answer is obvious. How can you be a student without a class or without attending class? If you are a Christian, you must put all your strength. Thou shalt love the Lord God with all thy heart. And you need to join with the saints. Every athlete has a team. I don't have apology to people who have been coming to this church for 5 years and you are not in the workers. I mean, you are not among the workers. Say, I don't have time. When will you have time? Now you are 60 years. Is it when your leg, you want to put your leg and it's shaking, you don't know where to put it? And when they say, no, it's for the small, small boys. All of us are small, small boys and girls in the hand of God. God established the local church for believers to grow in grace and knowledge. When last have you been in the digging deep? I put it to you. You don't have time. I can come on Sunday and sing and usher people into the house of God. I can come and be an head of department and be anything. But that week, I close late, you know. If I hit you hard this morning, please Just like my father did not said it. And by the table I said, this guy, we like him, but what he's saying this morning is over the bar. But are you on the Lord's side? Is your heart truly connected to God? What is the purpose of coming to the house of God? To be rich. After you are rich, what else? After you are healed, what else? After you get married, what else? After God has given you those children, what else? There should be a continuous life relationship with God. Are you on the Lord's side? Rise up with me, let us pray. Lord, help me to be on your side. God Almighty, you know your life. This today is not the day of pretending that it's them. No, like I said at the beginning, what side are you really committed? How can you be in a church like this? You don't pay tithe. When you are coming to church, you bring 50-50 naira. You want to give to God. An insulting thing to God Almighty. The one who created you and give you all things. Ask the Lord. Lord, I want to be on your side. Help me, oh God. Give me the grace. This is the throne of grace anyway. Lord, give me the grace to serve you better. Give me the grace to love you better. Give me the grace to be on your side. Lord, I don't want to leave you. The Bible said the children of Levi, they came and connect with him. And that's why till today, the Lord promised them, there will be a priest until Shiloh come in that particular family. I want you to pray and say, God, just help me. If you are not born again, I'll pray with you now. But if you are born again, I pray you. Rededicate your life and tell him and promise him. If you have missed it in any area, just tell him. Maybe you have missed it in the area of evangelism. Maybe you have missed it in the area of devotion and dedication and commitment. Just help me, oh God. Just help me. Remember, when you are on the Lord's side, he will do your own too. Beloved brothers, I want you to pray. I know this is an unusual thing, but please do it. Lord, help me, oh God, to be on the Lord's side. The Lord knows your heart. He knows how you walk. He knows you can rule excuses out for not attending this, not attending that, not attending to that. But God knows your heart. Lord, help me, oh God. Give me the grace to be able to do your will. My Father, just give me the grace. Give me the grace. Give me the grace. Oh God, I pray unto you. Even me, Lord, give me the grace. Don't want to be a speaker or a hearer. Want to just serve you with all my heart. I have only one life. And I pray that you will take hold of it and use it as a living sacrifice on the altar of Calvary. Release it to you, Lord. Let it be. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. I don't expect loud prayer, so I'm not surprised. Please, if you are here, you have not been born again, come to the altar. Or you have been born again, you just suddenly discover that you have not committed much to him. Please come and meet me here. I want to pray with you. Wherever you are, please just come and meet with me. I want to pray with you. You know that it's okay. It's okay you are here. But you have not been born again, or you are born again. Something really happened and you took back this commitment. Please come and meet with me. Let the rest of us lift up our hand, just one hand to God, and say, God, just as I am, without a plea, just take over the affairs of my life. Thank you, my brother. God bless you. I will pray with you. Just stand with me there. Please, is there any other person that is coming? Just come. Please come. This morning is not the time. There's no thank you, sir. Thank you, man. Please come if you are coming. Thank you very much. Come and stand with me here. The Almighty God bless you. Thank you, sir. Just come. Just draw closer to me here. Just draw closer to me. Thank you, sir. Just come. This is a new day. a new dawn. I can assure you that your life will never, never be the same forever. Is there any other person coming? I want to pray now. Let the rest pray. Oh God, I surrender all to you. I surrender all. My life, my will, my work, my time, my resources. Surrender all to you. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Father, we thank you. I ask you, oh God, what I need to say this morning, and you gave this word. Holy Spirit, I'm standing on your altar, and I know your voice. Maybe it's because of me, maybe it's because of one fellow. Oh, Father God, I thank you for the word. Thank you for the people who are truthful to rededicate and to surrender. I pray the hand of God will be upon you. Everyone by this throne of grace, the grace for lifting, the grace for reconciliation, the grace for purity, the grace for transformation, God will put upon your life in the name of Jesus. Whatever iniquity around you, let the blood of Jesus wipe it away. Everyone say amen. Iniquity will not be found in your court. Just as we are this morning, everyone under the sound of my voice, I declare and I decree, whatever side you have before now, the Spirit of God will bring you back to his side in the name of Jesus. Whatever you have done before now that may open the door for the enemy to strike, I pray that the power of the blood will close the door in the name of Jesus. Everyone under the sound of my voice today, the benefit of being on the Lord's side, may you receive to the fullness in the name of Jesus. May you never labor in vain again. May you be adequately protected. May you make it in all your projects in life and make it to heaven. Everyone under the sound of my voice, whatsoever they cause shame and sickness, we command it to be banished from your life and family. This new week, we declare over your life, new chapter of a new beginning, new open door, new revelation, new connection, new breakthrough, in the name of Jesus. And all of us, when we finish our race, we will reign with the Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. Blessed be your name. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Let someone say amen. Amen. My brother and my sister, God bless you. Daddy Gio is the pastor in charge of this church. I'm just an assistant. Now, he will need your address, your prayer point. If you kindly follow that pastor, they will get the requirement he needs from you. And I can assure you, miracle, unthinkable one will happen in your life. Let's clap our hands together as we move. If you are clapping, clap your hand together for Jesus.
For listening, I am sure you have been blessed by the message. For inquiries, please contact Genesis Sound Ministry of the Redeemed Christian Church of God, National Headquarters, 129 Redemption Way, Ebutemeta, Lagos, or call 080-2918-9670 or 080-9338-1518. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today and forever.